Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Riggs and Ali. Riggs and Ali. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right, so we know Kim Kardashian's going to host SNL in a couple weeks, which I didn't understand, which Deborah Messing from Will and Grace got lit up on the internet for making fun of that, which she herself is a comedian and actress, so she was offended that they picked Kim because she likes comedy. And she said, Kim isn't funny. I don't get it. To which the internet just went nuts on her. Do you know how famous she is? You know, she's an icon. She's like, yeah, I know, but she's not funny. And so the internet,
right.
It didn't work out well for her when she ripped off
the
choice.
She's also not the only non-funny person to host SNL. So I'll give them that. There have been other non-funny people that hosted SNL, but the cast around them and Lauren Michaels writes good skits for them.
Wow.
And makes fun of them.
Tries to.
They do the best they can with what they're given.
Yeah. But now they're saying we're going to see another Kardashian on The Masked Singer, but we're not going to know who it is. It could be literally anyone in their circle.
It's already been Caitlyn, so rule out Caitlyn.
Caitlyn's
already
was on there?
Yeah, The Masked Singer.
So that's good to know. That's
one.
Caitlyn.
Not going to be Caitlyn.
Yeah.
That's the first one I thought of.
Some people think it's one of the sisters that are like Chloe or Kendall.
Scott.
Because they might be able to be tall enough to fit in costumes. Who thinks like this?
Kardashians do? I don't know.
Anyway, one of the Masked Singer will be the person sing. And I want to know who can. Could Caitlyn Jenner even sing?
It doesn't matter. That's the thing about the Masked Singer. That's why athletes will do it. And you're like, this person can't sing. Who is it?
Come on. That's funny.
No, Caitlyn Jenner could not sing. It was terrible.
I believe you.
She was awful.
I believe you.
What the hell happened with your kid?
Oh, my God. It went too far, and even he admitted it. And I was so proud. I shouldn't be proud that he admitted it, because what he did was so ridiculous. However,
where did it go too far?
My kid has been doing this thing. School only started a few weeks ago. He loves to go to the office. Owen is an old soul. He likes to be with adults more than kids. I try to tell this to people all the time. Hudson's a young soul. He's a kid at heart. You know,
loves hanging out with kids his age.
Yeah, wants to play with other kids. Owen wants to go to the office and talk to the adults. I'm not kidding. He likes to go in and hang out with the adults. And he's been doing this since he was a kid. It's gotten less and less as he's gotten more comfortable at school. But at some point, I said, he just likes adults. Even at daycare, he'd always gravitate and try to talk to the adults. If there's a sub in the class, he wants to help and be the assistant. He doesn't want to be in the class. He wants to be the teacher. He's just that guy. So yesterday, I get an email from his teacher, fourth grade. Owen says he's going to puke, so I'm sending him to the office. And then, of course, nothing happened. He had no fever. He's like a recurring thing.
Oh, he knew he could go to the office.
Yeah, he gets to go to the office. He's getting out of class. This is all he's doing. So my ex is now pissed because he's got to go pick him up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm mad. He's not sick. I guarantee it. We're going to get there. He's going to be just fine. Sure enough, my ex gets there. He's totally fine. And so my ex is like upset because he had to leave work and go get the kid. And I could not help my ex because Hudson had his annual physical and I had to take care of the other kid and take him to the doctor. So it was not like I could even help my ex while he's working.
You weren't sitting at home watching Netflix like, well, deal with it.
I was not. So I take Hudson to the doctor. I drive him all the way to his dad's house because they're at their dad's last night. Owen's in the driveway, Mr. Home from School. It's only 2 in the afternoon when I get there with Hudson. Owen walks up and he goes, "I'm sorry, Mommy." And I go, "What?" And he puts his arms around me. He goes, "It went too far." And I go, "What?"
What?
I couldn't believe he said it. And I go, "What went too far?" And he goes, "I went to the office. I didn't think Daddy was actually going to come get me." And I was like, "Oh, you got scared when Daddy showed up, did you?"
Oh.
So it was the right thing that my ex went because it scared the hell out of him.
Well,
right?
I'm sure he probably gave him a talking to. Like, I had to leave work early to come here and get you when you're perfectly fine, not sick. You're going to. Did he get a talk about the boy who cried wolf syndrome? Where
I gave him that talk, at least myself, where I said, "When you're sick one day, we're not going to believe you is the problem because you're always going to the office." And I will be fair, when I was in sixth grade, I did this for a while. Yeah. I remember being like, "I'm sick," just to get out of school. Nothing was wrong. There was literally no reason. I just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad took me home, came home during lunch, and I was sitting on the couch eating Pop-Tarts and watching TV. And I never did it again because I got in so much trouble after that.
Sick, huh?
So it's a reminder.
Sick, huh?
He is literally my kid, right?
Yeah.
I'm sick. I was in sixth grade. Who knows? I figured out the system. So Owen is never going to be going to the office unless he's genuinely sick again. And I will, I'll leave you with this. He does have ADHD. We all do in my family.
Yeah.
His meds need to be upped. And so yesterday at the doctor, I go, "I think you were right." Because even his doctor was like, "It's time." So I was like, because he's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And we haven't changed him. So it's hard for him to sit still. It's hard for him to focus. All of these things actually do factor in to these problems at the end of the day. So I'm hoping that will help. But he's definitely not calling any parents to come get him ever again.
No.
Let me tell you.
That kid's
going to
be he's going to be a hall monitor one day.
He is. He's that guy. He's going to be the RA in college. He's not going to want to drink. He's going to want to boss everybody around.
He is.
That guy.
He's
the goody two shoes, the I'm in charge.
That's your boy. It's my kind of boy.
Yeah,
I like
he's
that.
He's lying to get out of school. Ironic, right?
Ed Sheeran on 103.7 Kiss FM. We got tickets to see the Kid Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to the Rave in February. Win those tickets at 8:40 this morning on Kiss FM.
Yes.
You've probably seen a lot of car thefts in the news if you read the news at all in Milwaukee.
And then I get on that stupid Next Door app, and it's all people want to talk about.
Well, it's happened a lot this year, Allie.
Yeah, it has. And I'm surprised with all the cameras people have at houses now that it's still happening.
People are saying, like, in broad daylight, their cars are getting stolen.
Yeah. I've read that. I've read that on the Next Door app, and their keys were in their car, and it was in the middle of the day, and I was like,
but they said that 7 out of every 10 cars stolen is either a Kia or a Hyundai.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder why.
That's like almost 70% of all the cars that have been stolen are Kias and Hyundais.
These are going to have the least security or what?
It has to do with something with the key fob and how it starts the car.
Ah.
But listen to this. Last year, 77 Kias were stolen. This year, 2,600 Kias were stolen.
Jesus!
Last year, 111 Hyundais were stolen. 111 last year. This year, 2,500. Like, somehow they found out Hyundais and Kias are like the hack.
Thing,
they found out how to get them.
And now they're going to redo the damn cars.
Yes. So Hyundai and Kia, the makers of the cars are saying they're making changes to them, but it's only on newer model cars, moving forward.
You know,
they can't do anything about the cars that are already out there.
Should tell them that people are hiring. In fact, there's jobs everywhere. And if you're bored in the middle of the day and you want to break into a car, how about you go get a job?
If you're smart enough to break into
a
car and get away with it, you're probably smart enough to do something legal.
They're not, though, because I keep seeing footage of people trying to break in broad daylight on the Ring cams. I'm like, you're on camera.
Some of them are kids, too. The guy said like one of the kids was 10 or 13 years old that stole this car, which is crazy. So
you know me. I'm like,
Hyundais,
go find the parents when that's the case.
Right?
That's always what I've said.
Hyundais and Kias, they're saying, like, make sure you have some sort of an anti-theft device or you lock it. Make sure you park in a well-lit area if you feel like you need to. But Hyundais and Kias, that's it.
Get good insurance. How about that?
That, too. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeesh, what'd you put in the water, Sheboygan?
Yeesh, what
Damn.
Happened?
We have people collapsing in our own state at the Ryder Cup. Did you see this story yesterday? Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter. He was the little blonde kid.
Oh, he was at the celebrity thing yesterday?
He was at Whistling Straits.
Okay.
And it made national news because he passed out on the 18th hole. Like, passed out. They said a medical incident. Here's where it gets interesting. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment somewhere in Sheboygan. But they wouldn't tell us anything else. His birthday?
Yeah.
His 34th? Yes, a kid from Harry Potter. I can't even process. His 34th birthday was on Wednesday.
Okay.
He passed out on Thursday because my first thought was 18 holes. Was he drinking?
I don't think they played a full 18 either.
Really?
The celebrity one. No, I don't think they did. I think they started at like 1 and then they went to like a 1 through. It was a modified game with the celebrities.
Well, so he's playing in the celebrity exhibition at the Ryder Cup.
There were like Tony Kukoc, who used to play for the Bucks, was playing. Rob Riggle, who you probably know from The Hangover, Rob Riggle was playing. There were some celebrities playing. It's European celebrities versus American celebrities. Those are the teams.
I got it.
The whole Ryder Cup.
Malfoy
was on the European side.
Because he was in, I called him Draco Malfoy. His real name, which is Tom Felton from Harry Potter. Anyway, he went down on the 18th hole. They had to take him away.
Yeah.
I can see he looks like hell where they picked him up before they took him to the hospital in Sheboygan. But
I've collapsed before. I don't exactly look like a
bed
of roses
too,
when I do.
I was wasted and in the sun all day. Like, I'm openly admitting I was dehydrated. That's why when I saw this story, I went, is he okay or is he drunk? I need answers. You know?
Draco Malfoy.
Hope he's okay, though, seriously. I'm going to pass out.
You okay over there?
I can't believe that I had contact with this celebrity.
Well, spill it. Because I got the text and I have a screenshot and I was like, what is this?
I sent it to Riggs to prove that I was not lying. My 11-year-old nephew did not believe that I had contact with this person. I texted him and even he didn't believe me. So there I was yesterday. It was Hudson's annual physical at Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And that was weird.
Yeah, it was.
And I posted on my story on Instagram and Facebook, us in the doctor's office at our doctor. We love our doctor. And our doctor loves Giannis. I learned this yesterday.
Okay.
Huge fan, our pediatrician.
Yeah.
He's got Giannis all over the wall. Big stickers of Giannis all over the room we're sitting in.
Yeah.
So I videotaped Hudson and I go, who's that on the wall? He goes, Giannis. I go, who's that? He goes, Giannis. I go, who's that? He goes, Giannis. Giannis everywhere. And I put it up and I tagged Giannis and I just moved on with my life.
Yeah.
And then I look and Giannis freaking watched it. And I was like, so I sent it to Riggs and I go, Giannis just watched my story I'm fun to pass out.
Because you can tap and see on your story who's all viewed it.
I never
look at that, by the way.
I normally don't either,
but I saw
the big blue check mark and I saw Giannis and I went, hold on. Because I tagged him in it. So he obviously, we know how it works. He saw somebody tagged him in something and he watched it to make sure maybe to see what it was.
Well, people would tag the radio station thing sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes it's like a radio, like an event. Somebody's doing something locally, and sometimes it's a clown doing something stupid. But we'll check it every once in a while, of course.
Right. So I am now going to pass out because I realize Giannis has watched my story. So I text you and my 11-year-old nephew who's obsessed with Giannis, and I say, "Look who watched my story, bruh." And he goes, "That's fake."
That's fake. Go, like you made it
the
up.
Hell it is.
What?
You remember, I live in Milwaukee, Charlie, my nephew. I said, we live here. We're on the radio. It's not a long shot for Giannis to watch our story. It's not like we're in the same city. We're in the same community. You know? And I said, so it's not.
It was a pediatrician. Maybe that pediatrician knew Giannis's kid. Giannis has two boys.
Maybe we share the same pediatrician.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, the point is this. My nephew writes me back in true 11-year-old text speak. And it says, I can't process this RN, which means right now.
Yeah.
But I thought, to text with an 11-year-old. And I said, how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
But the funniest part was once I realized Giannis had watched the story I posted about him, then I was like, well, wait, Giannis, if I have your ear, come back. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't want to be a stalker.
We want you on the show. We'd love to have you on.
But if you're watching this, I wanted to be a stalker after that and be like, I didn't think you'd watch this, but now that I have your ear, Giannis, hello.
Is that arguably one of the most famous people that's watched one of your stories?
The most famous. I mean, I've met Janet Jackson. I've met some Justin Timberlake. I've met
icons. Talked to Lizzo this week.
We talked to Lizzo, but something about Giannis watching my story gave me different. All the feels.
It'd be like Aaron Rodgers or somebody watching your story.
Yes.
Somebody on that level. He's a world champion.
Yes. We own the world champions.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna.
He's not just big. He's not just Milwaukee big. He's worldwide big. People.
My nephew in New York was freaking out. Right. He knows who Giannis is.
Well, Giannis did not watch my story, but I did have a brush with fame on my Twitter.
You did?
Do you know what celebrity follows me?
Who?
From one of our childhood.
Wait.
From our childhood.
A famous celebrity from our... Is he still? He or she still famous?
Yeah. He is a comedian.
Oh, no. He's not famous anymore.
Are you familiar with this show?
Full House. Yeah.
Joey Gladstone follows me.
What?
Dave Coulier follows me on Twitter.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you follow him?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. You know who? I know who follows me on Twitter, and I don't know why. Just brought up something even funnier.
Why? Who?
The former husband of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who's now on Botched.
Okay.
Not Heather's husband. Paul Nassif.
Okay.
He's one of the doctors on Botched. He follows me on Twitter, and I don't know why.
Random. You're a blue check mark.
I'm verified. I'm like, I don't know, but can you give me a boob job? Another one. If you're watching, can we get some stuff done over here?
So you have Giannis watching your story.
You've got Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier follows me on Twitter. Random.
Well, let's let people call in with their funny or their interesting celebrity.
You get a brush with fame on your social media, Twitter or Facebook, or somebody watched your TikTok or something. Maybe somebody stitched your TikTok. I don't know.
Somebody texted in, oh my God, Allie, I just got goosebumps for you.
Right?
I'd freak out too. It's the Greek Freak.
Did you drop your phone? Like,
I just couldn't believe it.
Giannis?
Like, Giannis is watching. Giannis, hello.
Giannis looked at my son for eight seconds.
Giannis knows me, Riggs.
He knows me. 414-799-1037.
I'm like Will Ferrell. Santa, I know him.
We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss FM.
I can't believe it. I can't believe Giannis watched my story yesterday.
It's a pretty good brush with fame, bro.
I feel like now that I've got his ear, I want to talk more. I want to be like, Giannis, now that you're watching,
Let's talk. Mariah. I want to talk to Mariah.
I just posted a little story on my Facebook and Instagram of Hudson at his doctor appointment at Children's Hospital annual physical, and Giannis is all over the wall. So I tagged him in it when I posted it. And then I freaked out because Giannis watched it.
So what was your brush with celebrities on the internet? Social media, maybe.
Heather in Tulsa.
414-799-1037.
Hi.
Good morning. What up?
Hey, girl.
Hi. So I think it was like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. My niece, she's seven now. I think she was like five. My sister recorded her saying how much she loves Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Uh-huh.
Recorded her, and she's like, I love him. He's so handsome.
Uh-huh.
He has stars in his eyes, hearts in his eyes. And she was even commenting about how much she loves his teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I created a Twitter account just for the fact to put it on Twitter, and I tagged him. And he responded, and he was like, thank you so much, Izzy. I love you, too.
That's awesome. Jason Momoa. Aquaman responded to your daughter's tweet.
My niece.
Or your niece, rather. That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was so cool.
That's very cool when they pay attention to stuff like that.
Dang.
That's how you keep. That's like Ashton Kutcher started that back in the day, interacting with people on Facebook and Twitter, and getting got a huge, even bigger following than he already had.
Yep,
using it to his advantage.
Made me love him more.
All right, so Aquaman, we got Giannis.
Uh-huh.
You're both beating my Dave Coulier, by the way. You both
big
win
time.
way more.
Somebody,
thanks for calling.
Thank you. Before we get to the next line, somebody texted in, Tay Diggs follows me on Twitter. I'm gonna pass out if that was me again.
Tay Diggs.
And somebody else said Logan Paul follows my brother on Twitter, and Jake Paul, his brother, blocks my other brother, and we don't know why.
What?
Weirdest, right?
That is
bizarre.
Strange.
And then somebody else said, local celebrity moment. I was working at Pick and Save in Hales Corners. Riggs stopped in. I walked up to him like I knew him and said hi once I realized who it was, but I was so embarrassed.
Why?
No, don't ever be
embarrassed.
Say hi to us.
Please.
It's weirder
when you send me a message afterwards and go, I saw you but didn't say anything. Come say hi.
We are talking to you every day, and it feels like we're talking to ourselves. So when we get to meet people we're actually talking to, like, I love meeting listeners.
Like, oh my God, somebody listens
to
us?
I'm like, oh my gosh, you're real.
Thank you.
Hi. All right, let's go to, who's on going to, sorry.
Let's just ask him, what's your name?
It's Savannah and Racine.
Oh, hi, Savannah.
Savannah, there we go.
Hey.
What was your brush?
Now I feel like mine's not as cool, but.
Well, Jason Momoa's hard to top.
Right,
but go on.
Right. I know.
So is Riggs at a pick and save.
Right? I know.
Go ahead.
Just a couple days ago, I posted a TikTok, and it was a dad joke, and it was something silly like, what do you call a doctor for Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
Something like that, and it was physician.
A physician.
But I tagged Dr. Pepper, and they totally commented, so I see a check mark, and I'm verified, and I'm like, wait, what?
Dr.
And
Pepper?
Dr. Pepper, so I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Savannah, did you ever think you'd be living your best life with Dr. Pepper writing you back? I mean, what are the odds?
That's amazing.
That is
cool.
They made my day, and that was all that was important for
That's
that moment.
That's awesome.
You're going to drink Dr. Pepper for the rest of your life now.
Right?
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Savannah. Somebody texted in and said Kiss FM follows them on TikTok, and they love that.
Yeah.
We're happy to. You can always follow Kiss on TikTok.
Yep, 103.7 or Kiss Milwaukee on TikTok.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got Mike in Tosa on 3.
What up, Mike?
Hello.
What's your brush with celebrity fandom on social media?
So mine's not on social media, but it's a little embarrassing as well.
Oh, stop, go.
So this was a few years back when Blink-182 headlined Summerfest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I got a press pass to shoot photos.
Cool.
All right.
So I shot photos, and then I tweeted afterwards to the whole band and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, I decided to call the Pfister Hotel because I know a lot of bands stay there during that time.
Uh-huh.
And I asked to be connected to Mark Hoppus's room.
Stop it.
And she's like, okay, one moment.
Knock
and
it off.
And she puts me through, and I'm like, no way. And he
answers.
I'm like,
shut up.
And you're kidding.
I'm like, holy crap.
What?
Right? Okay, go on.
I made a total ass out of myself, and I was like, I did not think you would answer. Like, I'm like freaking out. Like, this is my favorite band since I was in high school.
You were caught off guard.
Yes, and he's like, okay, well, bye. And I'm like, wait, no.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, this is how I felt with Giannis. I'm like, he saw me for 3 seconds. I have things to say. Wait, come back. Yeah. But you weren't prepared for it, were you?
Right. No, not at all.
Oh, hysterical.
So I called back. And they connected me again, and he didn't answer, so I left a voicemail. I'm like, I explained everything. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I sound like a little like high schooler right now, but you've been my favorite fan since whenever.
That's funny.
Photos. That's and great. I would love for you to like retweet it or whatever, and he ended up retweeting it.
That's nice. At least you got that. That's so crazy. They put you right through to his room, and you got shell shocked right there.
Why the hell would he use his real name? I thought celebrities knew better than that.
Yeah. Man,
so funny.
Thanks so much for calling this morning.
Yes.
Appreciate you listening. You can still call or text 414-799-1037. Your brush with fame on social media. Can you top some of the ones we've had? Jason Momoa, Giannis. Allie had Giannis watch her story.
Ooh, I'm going to pass out.
Right, 414-799-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. Your brush with a celebrity with fame online on social media.
I, before we get to the phones, because I'm reading, because I obviously talked about how Giannis watched my story last night. Because I tagged him in, and I said I'm going to pass out.
Well,
Giannis is like watching my story. I have things to say. I want to talk more. Where's he at? Come back, Giannis.
Right?
So everyone's talking about their brush with fame, and your texts are killing me. Channing Tatum sent a video message wishing me a happy birthday on Facebook.
What? Was it a cameo or a Facebook? That's awesome.
That's awesome. Somebody else said, I used to work at the inn on Woodlake Kohler, and I had Patrick Dempsey. I had to give him a wake-up call, but I didn't know it was him because he was using an alias, but still freaked out after they realized they had to give Patrick Dempsey a wake-up call. That's a great
Dempsey.
Story. That's a great story. There's
all
a lot
people.
Of good ones, yeah.
My friend's wife gave Joan Cusack a mammogram. She's not allowed to talk about it, but she did. She doesn't work there anymore. She was like, it was so weird. I gave Joan Cusack a mammogram
and
in
she's
Chicago.
She's not supposed to tell anyone
I know.
That. You get fired for that, dude. What's wrong with her? We got Andrea, who's on the road in Milwaukee this morning.
Good morning, Andrea. Tell us about your brush with fame on social media.
Well, not on social media,
okay.
But I did meet Riggs in person a couple years ago.
Was he a jerk or was he nice?
He was really nice.
I know, I'm just teasing. Nice. He wouldn't be a jerk. I'd kill him.
Where were we at?
We were at Quick Trip.
Of course you were.
Gas.
Of course you were.
Pumping air.
Yes.
And so what happened?
We just exchanged pleasantries. I let her finish filling her tires, and then we moved about our business.
That's
awesome.
The free air at Quick Trip, man. You can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
It's good to hear from you.
No, Quick Trip's the best. But thanks. It was really nice meeting you, Rick.
I'm glad you still listen after all that. Thank you very much.
Definitely.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrea.
See you, Andrea.
Bye.
Holly's in Kenosha.
Good morning, Holly in Kenosha.
Yes, I met Boys to Men a couple of years ago.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Where was this at?
It was. They did a residency in Las Vegas, so I went out there for the show, and they had the meet and greet. So, you know, you go up and you take your picture with them and you move along. So it's my turn, and I go up there and I turn my back to the camera, and I'm basically like, hold on, guys, we need to have a talk right now. Because I've been, like, obsessed with them since, like, first grade. So I'm like, no, this is my chance. I'm not going up and just taking a picture. And I had the Boys to Men teddy bear that came out with, like, 1998. So I handed Sean my teddy bear, and I actually had this picture of, like, their golden statues they had in New York, New York, from, like, 99 with the Grammys.
Holy
so
crap.
I somehow found this picture from when I was 16, and I handed it to Wanye, and I'm like, oh, this is when I was 16, and Sean has my teddy bear, and Nathan's texting on his phone. I'm like, Nathan, turn off your phone right now and talk to me.
You're like, you like that are commanding this meet and greet.
Oh, absolutely. I've been waiting my whole life. I'm like, guys, you need to listen to me right now. Here's what's up.
That's pretty neat.
So awesome.
Yeah. That is cool. That is cool.
You hung on to all that stuff and brought it just in case. You shot your shot and it worked.
That's
good for you.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm.
Boys to Men.
Thanks so much for calling this morning.
You should follow Liamani Segura if you don't, because she works with one of the guys.
Yeah, she does.
Or she has in the past. She's a local star.
Yep.
She is an amazing singer. We've had her on the show.
She lives out in Racine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She knows him.
She knows him.
Oh, wow.
And she works with him. So if you're a big Boys to Men fan, you should follow her, too. You'd
absolutely.
The biggest, now they know it. No question.
Now they know. Thanks for calling.
Mike's in Hartford on one.
Mike in Hartford?
Yes.
What was your brush with look with fame?
Mike said he has a few.
Okay.
My wife actually, her push present to me was a book from the Bella Twins.
Ooh, okay. The wrestlers.
Yeah.
She barely posts on Instagram, and she had commented saying that her, posted or commented saying, my husband bought this book for me. And the Bella's like, oh, that's so sweet. Have you read it yet? And she's like, yeah, I read it all while I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So that was that one.
So and she then, was going back and forth with Bella. With the Bella Twins, right?
That's neat.
And then, The Miz from WWE and Real World is actually pretty active on TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I made a comment on one of his videos about his Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he started commenting, he's like, Mike, you don't realize how hard this is to dance like this. And he said, by the way, nice first name.
I'm sure.
You know what's funny about The Miz? I don't want to bring it down with my own story, but you, Mike, have you ever heard me talk about my ex-boyfriend from college who's now an executive producer in L.A.? And
he
produces the show Divas. That's his show.
Yeah.
It was his baby. And so when I follow him, because I've known him since college, and the Bella Twins will comment, but he was at The Miz's house the other day. So I follow him just to see him, like, hanging out with
just to creep in on his life.
And he was at The Miz's house, and he allowed his mother to dance with The Miz because my ex-boyfriend's mom loves Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
So she was dancing with The Miz at his house.
Of course.
I got to get Mike in that house somehow.
So that's cool. You got some WWE people going back and forth with
those
you.
Those people are really famous.
Yeah, they are. And they're active on social media, too. That's cool.
I've had some interactions with a more local celebrity about some upside-down pineapple cakes.
Oh, that's me, yeah.
Riggs, why do you keep coming up here?
I talk to my people, man.
We have to stick together about why they don't...
Yeah, if they can say they should stock them upside down. It's a thing. It's a thing. Absolutely. It's my mission.
Nice.
Mike, it's always good to hear from you in Hartford.
You guys have a good weekend.
You
too.
Yes,
and we love your text. Somebody said they met Shawn Mendes at Summerfest when they were working at the amphitheater. He came up and asked if she was excited for the show.
Oh my God, Shawn Mendes is coming to Milwaukee in July, just announced, bringing the Wonder World Tour.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait for that. And we see, there's so many texts coming in. I love it. Somebody met Ellen on the street.
What?
Yeah, these are great texts. I love it. Keep them coming, people.
Yes, 414-799-1037. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Okay, slow down with the nude texts.
What? The
people
nude
are
text?
Saying that somebody said, I met Vern Troyer and Ron Jeremy at a nude camp. Oh, okay, I don't want to picture that.
What? Mini-me?
I don't want to picture that. This one's cool.
I don't
either. Somebody saw Robin Williams before he died at Walgreens in Grand Avenue. It was years ago when he was in town for a show.
What? That's awesome.
That's really cool.
How neat is that?
414-799-1037. We're talking about your brush with fame. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was on social media, or we're finding out a lot of times in person, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got Anna Marie on the phone in St. Francis. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hi.
So what happened? You said it was your son?
Yeah, so Ooh. It was my son. He's going to be 16 now.
Yeah.
But when he was little, we went on vacation to Hawaii. And we're sitting there in the morning eating breakfast, and I just turned for a second to get something out of the diaper bag. I think it was his bib so I could clean him. And he was not trying to wait for our food. I turn around, he's off of his chair, and I look to the side, and he's sitting on somebody's lap eating their fries, and I look up, and it's John Lovitz.
No! John Lovitz?
I was so freaked out.
Of all the people, yeah.
I go to grab him.
What the hell? That is
and
so weird.
He's like, cute kid. And I just stared at him in fear because I couldn't even just process it. I was like,
You're like, the
I'm
guy
sorry.
From Saturday Night Live is feeding my kid on his lap?
John
like,
Lovitz?
What the hell's going on? Was he was on SNL, wasn't
he? He was, yeah.
He was on a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah well, I don't know. Wow. My son just kind of helped himself. And he's like, hey, cute kid. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's random and
that
hilarious.
So random.
Well, thanks so much for calling this
wow.
morning.
All
John
right.
Lovitz?
Random, yeah.
He's looking over. Good
Mary,
morning.
Mary's in Milwaukee.
Mary, what was your brush with fame? Where was it at? Who was it?
Yeah, so my aunt has a very famous neighbor who I didn't know was famous for years and years.
Who?
So I'd like, his name was Dave, and he was super funny. I found in high school, my aunt's neighbor is Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle?
You better, yeah. I'm gonna pass out for real now. Okay, wait,
where
does she live? Thank you, Riggs.
She lives in Ohio.
I was going to say,
and
it's got to be Ohio.
Address?
Ohio.
We need the address to make sure you're telling the truth here.
All you had to say was Ohio.
I don't think.
I'm
I
kidding.
Probably give that out.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
Did
Please
she ever
don't
have,
do that.
Did she ever no. have encounters with Dave Chappelle? Like, see him on public?
Hello?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, he's our neighbor.
Like, next door neighbors. I would talk with him a lot as a
what?
Kid. And I had no idea who he was. He
right.
was super funny, super nice
of course.
Guy.
Yeah.
And then in high school, everyone's like, oh, man, Dave Chappelle's so funny. I was like, you know Dave? Like, I didn't have cable. I didn't know who he was. And then I was like,
oh,
he's famous, aren't you?
He's got a show.
Yeah. Hold on. What the hell does your aunt do if she lives next to Dave Chappelle? Tell me more.
Well, it's a super small town in Ohio.
Yeah.
But she was a teacher, and she actually taught his kids.
What?
He has a very modest living
so
in Ohio.
He lives like a
yes.
normal person.
Yes. That's why he still lives in Ohio. He loves it.
Even though he's got millions.
Normal. He's great.
Yeah.
He wants to be left the hell alone. I
yeah.
love it.
So
I love
moved
it.
To Ohio.
Wow.
Why not?
Dave Chappelle, this is leading.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool that you had encounters with Dave Chappelle your whole life and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He sent me a graduation card.
What?
What?
This is insane.
All right. Now we need you to come to the station
yeah,
with the
please.
Card, Mary.
We
want to
see it.
This.
We want to see this, please.
No, just take a picture and send it. I forgot about the internet.
Tag us. Tag 1037 Kiss FM. We
That's
want to see that.
Really
That's
cool.
really cool.
If I can find it, I will.
Nice. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Have a
girl.
Great day. Dave Chappelle. That's awesome.
That's a big one. Finally, we have Amber and Racine, who
right,
is,
Amber.
Also has her son Emmett with her. And
what
I,
up, Emmett?
I said hi to Emmett, and I told him I love his name because of the Lego movie, and it's a cool name.
Yeah.
He said hello. So hi, Emmett, and hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hi.
What was your brush with fame? What happened?
I have two, actually. I don't know how I'm going to follow Dave Chappelle.
Right, but that's okay. Go.
Sorry.
In 2005, I met Aaron Carter when he came to play at the Pabst Theater forever ago when he was all washed up still.
Right, but go on. Yes.
I met him twice. I met him at Mayfair Mall for a meet and greet, and then afterwards, me and my mom went outside the bar that's by the Pabst.
Yeah.
And I seen that there was a table. I knocked on the window to say hi because I was, like, obsessed. I was going to marry Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
And he had sent his security guard out, and I actually got to go in and meet him again. So my mom's like, everybody gives or asks for pictures and stuff. Why don't you give him something? And I'm 13 years old. I'm scared. The
yeah.
love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, can I have a kiss? And I just kiss him on the cheek, and I freaked out because I'm 13, and it's a boy, and I don't know.
Did Aaron Carter kiss you on the cheek at 13? You probably...
Yes.
How old was he?
How did you...
He was 17.
Yeah,
so.
They're like, he's picking
so
up high school girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
My second one,
Ooh.
It was also... Actually, it was Wes McCain.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I don't know what that is.
That's not even a celebrity. You're supposed to be calling
us celebrities. We were talking about famous people.
We were talking about people that are awesome.
And now you ruined it.
But thanks for calling. Bye.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I guess I could turn my mic on. It's Friday. I've given up. I've given up, I guess.
You're on vacation next week.
It's
fine.
I'm on vacation. Well, whatever you want to call it. I'm out of town. It's not a vacation, Riggs. I'm out of town. Taking care of my mom, but that's another story for another day. Yeah. All right, so Tom Felton, who I like to call Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter.
Yeah, Draco.
Was in town and passed out at the freaking Ryder Cup in Sheboygan yesterday. I'm like, what?
What?
What? The guy from Harry Potter passed out? He's in a Sheboygan hospital somewhere? What's going on?
I forget how big the Ryder Cup really is.
It's
huge.
Huge. I mean, it's everybody. Yeah.
They had celebrities in yesterday.
Yes.
For the celebrity golfing.
That's why he was playing in. So Tom Felton passed out at the 18th hole, which is the last hole. Uh-huh. So he had been on his feet for a while.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything else other than he had a medical condition. He was being treated at an area hospital in Sheboygan. Yeah. So they probably brought him to Milwaukee.
Could you imagine being in that hospital, the OR, and having them wheeling in Tom Felton?
It's
like
some girl who's 25 who's a nurse now, and she's like, is the guy from freaking Harry Potter
from Harry
here?
Potter?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh
is
my God.
Okay?
Oh my God.
Curse you, HIPAA. I can't take pictures or talk about this.
Can't even talk about it. So we don't know if he's okay. Maybe he was dehydrated. Maybe he didn't feel good. And somebody even called in, I don't want to get crazy, but and said, did you remember when D.L. Hewley passed out on stage? And I said, I kind of remember that. And they said,
briefly,
he found out later he was sick with COVID. He's okay now. But there's like 20 things it could be.
It could be anything.
I mean?
Could be literally anything.
In the middle of the pandemic, who the hell knows, you know?
But he got carted off and hopefully he'll be all right.
And hopefully he'll be okay. Draco Malfoy or Tom Felton, whatever you want to call him.
Collapse of Whistling Straits.
Yeah.
You got your phone on you, Allie?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right, cool. I need it. Need to know something
you
about your phone.
Oh,
no. I need to know something about your phone.
You can have it. I don't want it.
No.
It annoys the hell out of me.
Doesn't it?
You can have it. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Don't you? Notifications used to be fun.
I was reading that the average person has over 1,600 unread emails and 47 unread text messages.
That ain't nothing.
How many unread texts and emails do you have? First of all, I think it's rude to leave a text, to not respond to a text for that long. 47 texts?
Well, I have texts where, this is the problem.
It's
somebody texts you and you're driving.
It's in a group, isn't it?
No, you're driving or something and it comes through. You see it, you're like, oh, I'll write them back later. And then other texts come in and they end up getting pushed down. That's what happens to me. So now I don't even remember that I got texted from this person because I've responded to four other people since then is what happens.
But
and then it's
have
embarrassing to even write back at all.
So how many unread texts do you have right now?
Zero.
Zero?
But don't you remember? I posted it online when I deleted 11,000 emails. 11,000. I'm down to 3 and I'm proud of that.
That's ludicrous.
It was 11,000.
11,000.
I had to unsubscribe from stupid stuff I was getting emails from. I had to delete. I had to block. But I got rid of them.
The little red notification drives me nuts.
How many do you have?
I have 164 emails. Zero unread texts.
Yeah.
But 4,700, what did I say? 47 unread texts? That seems insane. That's a lot of unread texts.
That's people in group chats. Like you come back and there's 60 messages and you're like, what the hell?
Because you got 8 or 9 people in the chat that have been going back and forth.
But
that
remember,
can make sense.
Nobody talks on the phone, especially young people. So
everybody
if you're having
texts now.
A full phone conversation, that could be 47 texts. I'm sorry.
It could be.
It really could.
It could.
that's the way you communicate.
I want to know how many unread notifications people have on email and text. I'm curious if people have that many unread texts. Is it from one conversation?
Facebook is really what I don't want to look at.
Oh, I don't
either.
That's
the one that I got like 300 notifications.
Yes.
I'm scared.
I don't know.
Like, no, thank you.
I turned off notifications for that.
Me too.
By the way, if you haven't updated your iPhone to the new iOS platform,
the
software, it has this thing called Focus where you can turn it on in certain situations. It'll mute notifications unless they're texts or calls from certain people.
Isn't that Do Not Disturb same thing?
Yeah, but you can like customize it for whatever the hell
but
you're
don't
doing.
Don't you put people in your favorites and then it comes through after Do Not
you
Disturb?
You can. You can make it just
so
your
what's
favorites.
Different?
You can do it for different activities. If you're exercising, if you're working.
Oh my gosh.
If you're...
I don't even have a calendar that's on point. You want me to go in and make these edits? Are
trying
you
to help you organize your life a little bit.
I know. Well, then you got to do that. So
I love it. It's nice. The focus thing. Because I don't get as... Like right now, I have it on. I won't get any notifications unless it's someone that calls like from work or a family member or a text from a family member or work. That's it.
Yeah.
But how many unread unread texts or unread emails do you have? I think 1,600 is crazy.
That is crazy.
And 47 unread texts equally is crazy.
Yeah.
What is yours stack up to? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number.
Somebody said I have 86,434 unread emails.
Oh my God. Well, you're winning so far. Good. It's Kiss FM. Why so many unread notifications? Say the average person has 1,600 unread emails and 47 unread texts. That was like, that seems like a lot. How many do you have? 414-799-1037. I threw this on the Kiss FM Facebook page too. Brittany commented. She said she has 38,000 unread emails. 38,000? Mm-hmm. Sounds like what you had, Allie.
I had 11,000.
And then Mike put a screenshot of his phone. 49,858 emails and 14 unread texts.
Ooh,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Just go through and clear them out. That would give me, that gives me anxiety looking at that.
Well, and somebody texted in and said what I said. It's lots of spam. They got down to 17,000 and they still have spam in it.
So much spam.
So much.
414-799-1037.
We're not doing Kid Leroy yet.
Not yet.
Blocking our phones until we tell you to call.
Amanda's on the phone. She's in Stallus. She was calling about her notifications. How many do you have, Amanda?
I have over 98,000 unread emails.
98,000.
98, yes.
How long have you been not responding to these emails? Is it just spam, like Allie said? Is stacking up?
It's some spam. It's also like subscriptions that I've signed up for like in my 10 years ago, and they just keep emailing me.
You're like,
unfortunately, I don't feel like I have the time to sort out and organize my email.
She doesn't care.
Trying to organize my life, let alone my email.
Thank you. She's like my spirit animal. I don't care about the email because I got other problems.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. I know. And I was just looking. I have 29 unread texts.
29
something voicemails I've not listened to yet.
First of all, nobody should be leaving a voicemail in 2021. Send me a damn text. Have a great day.
Amanda, people may be worried about you. They're like, we haven't heard back from Amanda in forever.
Nah.
I've left her voicemails. I've sent her 98,000 emails.
I love it.
That's a lot. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening in Stallus, Amanda.
Whoever texted in, they have 141,000 unread. You're crazy.
That's a lot.
I thought I was bad, but my Lord, Keith is an Economowoc.
Keith, good morning.
Hey, dude.
How many unread emails and texts do you have? Keith?
35,000 unread emails.
35,000 unread emails, okay.
I have 194 unread texts.
What?
From who?
And I have 158 voicemails.
Keith, who are the texts from?
So I use this line as a business line, and I get a lot of texts from people that are looking for work, and a lot of them got to be spam as well. I'm not a big person that saves numbers. I'm a guy that remembers the numbers, so I don't save contacts usually. I just remember people's phone numbers.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of the numbers are a lot of people that I didn't save the contacts, and they're just, one-hit messages.
How many unread texts again, did you say?
194.
Oh my God, 194. I gotta have to go through and just delete them all at some point.
That sucks.
Yeah, sooner or later.
He doesn't care.
That would burn my eyes looking at numbers that high.
That's the email thing. I don't care. It's like, I got to get to the important stuff, but there's so much
garbage. Oh, yeah, my emails. I've had this email for how many years, and I get so many junk emails.
Yeah.
I just got to get to the important one.
Yep. And do you know what I told Riggs, Keith? That we could change your email at some point, but then it'd be stupid because Riggs and I just got the bought milk settlement 4 years later. And I said to Riggs, if I had changed my email, I never would have gotten that.
You would have missed it.
Yeah, I would have missed
it,
right?
You can't change your email.
Right. Damn.
One of those 98,000 might be your bought milk settlement.
Right?
You should check it.
Right, exactly.
You got $7 in your inbox. You didn't even know it, did you?
Hey, dude. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Keith.
You listening.
Yeah, thank you.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Allie, when you're with other parents and their kids, like in a school setting, do you introduce the kids but never really talk to the adults?
Well, no,
like, do the kids
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
To the parents and the kids don't talk to each other. It's actually the opposite, unless they're friends.
I know. Well, I feel like it's the opposite at a dog park.
What
because
do you mean?
I realize that every time I go to the dog park with Samson, we always run into other dogs and their owners. And the only questions that we say when we meet the other owners are, what kind of dog is that? What's your dog's name? Oh, that's great. And then we move about our business. And I realize that I have not ever introduced myself to anybody at the dog park. Yeah. Not once. Never. Yeah. Never asked what their name was, never offered my name, never once. But I know their dog name and I know their dog breed. Is that weird? That I never ask their names.
I don't ask parents' names.
I just move about my business.
I'm like, who's your kid? Which one?
Right.
What grade are they in?
Yeah.
I never go, what's your name?
You never talk to the parent as well.
I talk to them. We just don't talk about, you know,
names.
The person. Yeah.
It's so it's
like,
the same thing then.
Tell me about your kid. You talk about teachers and kids and stuff.
Because it started to feel weird because I go, I wonder what that nice guy's name was. Like, he was a cool dude. We had a conversation like, hey, it's a cool day. It's nice. You know, it's kind of windy over here. A little bit cooler by the lake. But I was like, do I need to introduce myself? Now it feels weird. Now he's gone. He left without his dog. Okay,
it's like being in a gas station and you get into a chit-chat with somebody about something random and then you don't have to introduce yourself.
Okay.
You're just having a chit-chatty, you know, thing. Or a server in a restaurant. You don't need to know their name.
Okay.
Just have the convo and move on.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't coming off as rude when I don't introduce myself or ask what their name
is. Did he introduce himself?
He didn't.
Well, then he's rude. You could say that if you're going to call yourself rude.
He is rude.
No, you're both doing the right thing.
I just
talked to you
focusing
out of your
on the
own
dogs.
Insides.
Thank you. That's all I needed, really.
I think it's okay to just be friendly and say hi and talk about your dogs.
I'm not there to meet people, honestly.
If you're not bored, then don't bother starting up a convo. If you're like me and you want to know everything about everybody, you'd walk up and be like, what do you do for a living? I mean, I'm that forward. I know too much.
You are.
So
I like to put in my AirPods and listen to like our Odyssey app or just listen to some music or something.
As do most people. So
yes.
You're the more normal one.
Okay, good.
People don't want to be talked to, man.
Good.
Keep it light.
Good.
And
that's all I needed.
If you want to talk more, you'll feel it, okay?
Sort of to make sure I wasn't being too much of an introvert, but good.
I don't think so.
Good. If you disagree and I should be introducing myself, you can call and yell at me at 414-799-1037.
If I disagree, I get to yell at you. I changed my mind. You're totally wrong.
No! I said other people, not you.
I'm kidding. I don't think you're wrong.
All right. It's 103.7 KISS FM. I know your dog's name, but I don't know your name. And I never will. And that's okay.
Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.